Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, Donna. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Outside enjoying the autumn air, I see.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Still a little humid.
Yeah. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Neely.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You sound cheerful, as usual.
Oh, well, I just came in from outdoors, and it's beautiful out.
Good. Good morning, Venerable Varahi. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Same here. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
How's the weather down there?
It's pretty nice. It's, you know, definitely autumn. It's not as humid. Cool in the mornings.
How about things are changing here?
Yeah.
In DC.
Yeah.
It's really pretty.
My daughter's headed up that way this morning. She's been here for just a year, but she's going back up to her job in DC today. So,
oh, so what does she do?
Drive carefully. She's a lawyer. So
maybe she can visit us at Gia Smasher Center.
That would be a first because she doesn't visit us at Kadampa Center. So.
No, I know. My son isn't involved either.
Yeah.
But you kind of have to, you know, you just kind of.
Oh, yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. Imprints are being created.
That's right. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Is that the California coast on the wall behind you?
That is a remote area of Hawaii.
Ah.
The kind that will get written into novels. with the wind blowing, you know, in at 40 miles an hour and huge, huge waves.
Good morning, Laura.
How are you, Donna?
I'm good.
Good, good.
Having a good weekend so far?
Yes, nice and full. How about yours?
Yes, very
good.
Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Donna. Good morning, everybody.
I don't see any paint in your hair, so you must have done a good job yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't get it on my hair,
right.
Luckily.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Is done or will finish that painting this week or...?
Yeah, I'm going to go over this afternoon and check the progress. Geshe Gelick is here.
good morning. Have a seat. Good morning, Ramasi.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Oh, good morning, Panditji Party. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Are you in Cambodia? All the monks. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Oh, good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Bodhisattva Patty. Good morning, Joanna. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Ramla.
Thank you.
Good morning, Karen.
Morning.
Good morning, Dr. Watkin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Neely. Good morning, Elise.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ayla. Good morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Helen.
Good morning,
Geshe-la. Anybody watching on YouTube? Just say good morning. Anybody, if anybody is watching, good morning. Yeah, say a prayer, please. Huh?
Can we start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times? Heyata omune mune mahamunaye soha. Heyata omune mune mahamunaye Eyata mune mune maha munaye soha. Now Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra seven times. I'll go on with equal compassion for all, whose name and merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms. Dispeller of disease and the three poisons. I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Now the four measurables, twice in English and once in Tibetan. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies.
Sanchantam Chedewadam Dewe Yudam Dempar Gyurchi of great compassion. We'll say the mantra 8 times. And then Green Tara's mantra, she's the Buddha of enlightened activity, 7 times. So first we'll say the verse of praise. Not veiled by any fault. White in color, we said a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. The Chen Raisik, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the 8 fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Okay. And now the refuge in bodhicitta prayer. Make it a little bit bigger so you can read it. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Hamla. Um. So begin with short meditations. Introducing, this meditation is called Introducing Conventional Nature of Awareness or Thought or Mind. Okay? Conventional Nature of Awareness. Awareness or Thought. According to Mahamudra teaching composed by Panchen Lama, fourth Panchen Lama, suggests before we do that meditations, so it's always good to start with 9-round breathing meditations. So 9-round the breathing meditation that I taught before, how to get rid of wasted energy, is a little bit different. Then of course 9-round breathing meditation according to 6 Naropa Yoga, this also a little bit different. Okay. Here, 9-round breathing meditations before before concentrating on conventional nature of mind, that 9-round breathing meditation is you breathe in and out from the both nostril, no need to use hand, both nostril. Some other text also suggests if you discover that your mental state is like disturbed or like unsettled, so then you need to exhale forcefully, imagine that your disturbing or unsettled minds gets out of your body and out of the house and out of the universe, okay, from the both nostrils. So we do that. If your mind is neutral or positive, so then no need this 9-round breathing meditations. It's not necessary for you if your mind is only in a positive state or neutral state. Probably don't need. No, unless your mind is like unsettled or disturbed by something. So then this 9-round breathing meditation is not just important, it's very necessary to do for your own benefit. Who said that? Panchen Lama Chuji, where in Mahamudra teaching, so composed by Panchen Lama Chuji. So then what is the purpose of this breathing, 9-round breathing meditations? So purpose of this 9-round breathing meditations to clearly differentiate or distinguish between unsettled mind and the clear mind. Tongue is clear. Nik means like, no, nik is like, when you put dust and the water together, when you shake, then you can tell. You know, you can't distinguish between dust and the water are very much mixed. That does not mean that dust will never get settled if you don't shake. So then eventually it's going to settle. All the dust go to the bottom, all the water comes above. So then you see clearly. So what is the nature of mind and what is the nature of mind has been polluted by all the dust, the dust the bottle of the glass or bottles. Hmm? So this is the purpose of this nine round breathing meditation for the sake of knowledge. For the sake of knowledge. So this is the nine round, the purpose of nine round breathing meditations to settle the dust. Right now it's very much mixed, settle the dust. Okay. So then from there, when the dust and the water have been settled, you know, separated, clearly separated, so then you see the clear nature of mind. Mm. So, okay, that's the purpose. Okay, so we do begin with this nine down breathing meditation. So exhale, inhale, count, okay? Each time we inhale, count, okay? Next few minutes, oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, so now, after that, so as I said before, last Sunday, after that, then need to develop positive thoughts, such as, namba jivesel bodhicitta, that refers to pure virtuous thought. That's exactly what's been said in the text. So pure virtuous thought refers to bodhicitta, altruistic attitude. Lama Adisha said, it is like, bodhicitta is like sun and moon. If you put effort, you could generate, that Lama Adisha said. Nidata vichanju sem, if you put effort, eons of effort, then you could generate bodhicitta. Does not mean you have to put eons of effort, but you know what that means. If you put effort, don't become short-sighted, oh, I want to generate within 2 weeks, that's probably sign of weakness. Oh, I'm going to work for bodhicitta, no matter, even though it takes like three countless eons, I will never give up. Oh, then maybe, you know, you have this kind of will, heart power, you could generate, Lama Adisha said, you could generate. Then Shantideva, Master Shantideva was very much trying to encourage us. even the insect. If they put some effort, I'm not sure how insects are going to put effort. But what Master Shantideva said, if insects put effort, they could also reach enlightenment too. So then how in the world that you are sitting there thinking, oh, I'll never get enlightened. Shantideva said, that's not good news. So it tried to encourage us, okay? So then why this altruistic attitude and bodhicitta has been mentioned? Because it's like the horse. It's like the horse that eliminates all the sadness and all the problems. Brings you to happiness. Shantideva was wondering if somebody has mind, why they don't ride their horse. Think about that. Telling all of us, including myself. Oh, so that's why according to the Mahamudra text, it says, think about same thing, meditation, think about same thing, contemplate bodhicitta, oh. Yeah, so then if you consider yourself as a Buddhist, so then you take refuge in the Buddha Dharma Sangha. Just reciting refuge in bodhicitta prayer. Just reciting refuge in bodhicitta prayer with the mindfulness, you could actualize meditative experience. Meditative experience, what that means? That means heart-moving experience or life-changing experience. In order to gain life-changing experience, you don't need to go anywhere else. Eye-opening experience, that's how you say in English, eye-opening experience, life-changing experience, or meditative experience, same thing, meditative experience. Meditative experience, only you gain meditative experience, not simply repeating some word. Repeating word with the contemplations. Contemplation produce meditative experience. Meditation produce meditative experience. Oh. Then you may either say, oh, reciting refuge and bodhicitta prayer is very much liberating. It's very liberating. So then you now gain, or you're about to gain, or you gain meditative experience of refuge in bodhicitta prayer. That's why you say, was reciting for refuge in bodhicitta prayer is very liberating. Wow. Okay. So then say you say refuge in bodhicitta prayer, and the Vichambra same here. Oh, so there's in the bodhicitta, taking refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, the general bodhicitta. So then after that, foundation is well laid down. Foundation for your meditation is well laid down. Otherwise, we just sit on the cushions, do what? Sit there, then close your eyes. Then you should not complain. Oh, my meditation has no substance. I don't feel anything. How are you going to feel anything? It's hard to feel anything. You know, to have some substance in your meditation, to feel something, you need to first lay foundations. Oh. Because you need to gather all the ingredients in order to enjoy good tea. You can't just have good tea without having all the ingredients. And you know, so then, you know, so that's exactly like that. So then after that, what you do? So now then, now I can hear. Same like now in the glass. The dust, all the dust is down, all the water's up. Oh, it's like that, that's called it, that's called appearance. Appearance is like water or sky or space. Nothing to fix, nothing to change, nothing to fix, nothing to change, nothing to judge. It's not white or it's not black, it's nothing to judge. So that must be the focus. No. Space like appearances. Space like appearances. Correcto? Expectations. Zero expectations. Should not have any expectations. Zero expectations. Correcto? Talk, concern. Concern that relates to the past. Concern that relates to the future. None. Zero. Namtong. Sesame Street. Sesame Street? What do you call Sesame Street?
Yes, guess what? Sesame Street.
Oh, Sesame Street. No need for explanation, but you already know. Sesame Street. Huh? Mm. No Sesame Street. Now what can you do? I need to learn how to do it. I need to learn how to do it. Nothing to analyze. Nothing to analyze. Mind without distractions, pause there a little bit. Mm. So we all do that next few minutes. Mm. Okay. Yeah, focus on that space like that's the conventional nature of awareness. It's not ultimate nature, it's the conventional nature. Idea, it will lead to the ultimate nature, conventional nature of awareness. Huh? Simply trying to be here, trying to be aware of your awareness. That's all. Okay, next few minutes. Oh yeah, so it says breathe. teaching center. So I think that, so I'm just teaching you here so you can do it home. So, you know, if you're doing as a group, so maybe before the class we can do that. Of course, this meditation, the beginning, is not going to stop all the thought. The beginning is not going to stop all the thought. No, it will stop all the thought eventually, but in the beginning, you know, so it's not going to happen. That's the idea. So, stop the story of the sesame seed, but sesame seed is not going to be stopped. Sesame seed has been playing all life, no, all our, in all our life, it's not just yesterday. It's been playing all this time, so it's not going to stop easily, but it will, this meditation will stop. Of course, thought will pop up. Here, what's the focus? Focus is, you can pinpoint. What's the focus? It's like space. You can describe. There's no word to describe. There's nothing to describe. Because it doesn't have color, it doesn't have shape. That's why you can't describe. In order to describe something, we rely heavily on color or shape or direction, then there's nothing to describe. Therefore, there's nothing to analyze. But everything could reflect there. It is the kind of, it has the potential to reflect everything. Oh. Why is that? Because it's the nature of conventional nature of awareness. That's how everything reflects there. So that's why. But actually there's nothing. But actually that it is ability that everything could reflect. If you are not focused, everything could reflect. So when the thought pops up, what I should do? Simply notice them. Recognize them, that's all. Or stare at them. What happened when I start to stare at my thought? Oh, the thought will disappear. Why it disappears? Everything that appears will disappear. That's logic. Oh, there's nothing to prove. That's logic. When I pour water, why is it always going down? Why is it not going up? Nature. There's a logic. When I build a fire, why always burn up? Why is it not going down? Nature. So when I plant the rose seed, why rose grow? Causality. You know? That's like four logic. So that's why. When you stare, when the thought rises, when you stare them, it will disappear. Then where I'm going to end up, you are going to end up in the same space. You are going to end up there. So that's what where you want to be. So you are going to be that there. When the thought disappears, what do you see? Space. That's why Namto Kangji Mola Tese Rang Yel Tong Sang Charles. When you stare at thought, it will disappear by itself. What is left when it disappears? Empty space. That's your primary focus. That's where you've been doing meditations. We go back to that. Oh, this was it. Okay. All this. Then, so then, according to Aryadeva, or Papala, Tibetan word called Papala, Aryadeva, Papa, someone who sees emptiness directly then you deserve the title called Arya. It's not based on gender, it's based on qualities, mental qualities. When you manage to see emptiness directly, then you will get new title called Arya, called Papa. Ha! Deva. Deva means celestial beings. Arya Deva. That's the name of the person who wrote 400 stanzas of Madhyamaka Avatara text, Papa Lama. So that, I think every Sunday, like as a class, Bhavin probably could begin with that test. Chola is Dunga. So people who are well off, we are all fall into that category here. People who are well off, economically well off, are they free from problem? No. What kind of problem they have? Oh, they have more problems that relate to the mind. They are not like struggling, struggling, finding a food, finding a shelter, finding a water, finding a cloth. No. What kind of struggle they go to? Are they free of struggle? Because they are economically well up? No. They have more problems related to the mind. People who have nothing, underprivileged people, what they struggle daily as a basic necessity. Basic necessity. Not have enough time to think about this and that, you know, like there's no spare time to think many things. So they're just struggling to make the ends, to try to make the and meat, how is it? Try to meet the ends.
Make the ends meet.
Yeah, math ends meet, or whatever you call it. Math ends meet. So, chola yiji dunga. Oh, people who are well up, more complicated relates to the mind. People who are not economically well up, more complicated relates to the physical things. They have no spare time to think about this and that, you know, like I have found some experience. I grew up in the environment, so probably you have probably little experience, but you have knowledge about that, but little experience. These two types of complications very much influence our day-to-day life. That's what Arya Deva said. So now sit back. Take deep breath. Think, is that true? So now the question is, what are the cause of all this mental complication? What are the cause? What are the main cause? Main cause. You see all kinds of things growing in your garden. You need to identify them. What are the cause? Next time, make sure that you don't put randomly all kinds of seed there, you can prevent, you know. What are the primary cause of all these mental complications? First cause, this is very important, first cause. If you want to free yourself from mental complications, this is very important, something to think seriously, it's important. What are the primary cause? What are the primary cause of my mental complications? Or you may think, maybe my primary cause for my mental complications is my neighbor wrong. It could be conditions, not the primary cause. Or my spouse, or my kids, or my president, or my government, or this and that. List goes on and on and on and on, on. You are never, ever going to win. Never, ever going to win. Why? Because you are looking in the wrong direction. Looking in the wrong direction. Sorry to say, that's the fact. Looking for wrong directions. Oh. What are the primary causes? First, tendency. Now sit back, think. Tendency of dissatisfaction, tendency of anger, tendency of jealousy, tendency of pride. It's not provided by government. It's not provided by your neighbors. It's not provided by anything that you blame. It's not provided by that. It is within. May not like to hear that. That's the fact. There's something. If you want to make progress, there's something to think about. Okay. Something to think about. Tendency. Oh, if the tendency is one of the primary causes, what I should be more mindful? So, what else? Object. Now, you have tendency. Now, what is the second cause? Object. Something you don't like? Yeah, there's many things you don't like. You can make it worse. There are many things you don't like. If you pursue that dislike about something, what you gain? Nothing. Zero. What you lose? Yeah, you are losing so much. Object. First thing to realize, don't act like they are enlightened beings. That's going to be a disaster. But if you only enlighten, so there are different stories. Need to understand, I am not free from disturbing thoughts. That's a fact. You have to admit that. You have to admit. Or does that mean like very bad news? It's unfortunate. It's not very bad news. It's not the best thing to have. That's how you can grow. You have like potential to grow. You know, so that's like muddy pond. Don't ever think that all the lotus flowers only go in the clear water. Wrong. Lotus grow in the muddy pond. Or don't think that. That's an example. Not free from like disturbing thought. That needs to be admit sincerely, genuinely. Object. Oh, so then you hear, you see, you smell, you touch, you taste, many just object of five senses when we encounter. That's like whole episode. The many episodes to watch every day. many episodes to watch. Then gathering, you know. Gathering, public place, gathering. one consciousness, two consciousness become complication, get a little more complicated. Three consciousness get more complicated. Four consciousness just get more and more complicated. You see? The consciousness functioning on based on five senses. Don't ever think that you are the only one who has five senses, nobody else. That's a mistake. Everybody has five senses. Everybody hears, everybody thinks. Don't ever think that you are the only one who's thinking wrong. Other person thinking. Do I have any clue what other person thinking? Probably no. One consciousness is like handful. Two consciousness is very handful. Then three, four, multiply, then it becomes, that's a fact, for gathering. What Kardama Master suggests, Mambi Nandu Ngalakas, if there's a multiple consciousness, what you should be more aware, you should be aware of what you're going to say. You should be more aware of your mouth. Mambi Nandu Ngalaka, watch your speech. That's Kardama Master, watch your speech. Maybe something that's not necessary, you think is necessary, maybe reality is not necessary. What it means, watch your speech, what it means basically means mindful, what you say. Especially nowadays, what you hear, what's the object of your, what's the object of destruction of your peace of mind nowadays? What's the object of destruction of your peace of mind? TV, news. Who asked us to watch? Nobody. Nobody asked us to watch. Nobody. What happened after death? You get so upset. You get so angry. You get so upset. Object. One of the primary cause of disturbing thought. Object. Is there something I can do? Yeah. You can choose not to watch. You can choose not to watch. You may think, oh, maybe I should watch because I want to change the world. First, think about that. What do you mean world? You are not talking about just place, environment. You are talking about being and environment both. How many beings in that environment? Wonderful ideas changing the world. Need to be practical, need to be practical. Practical. The most important things for you, for your health, for your well-being, your peace of mind, that's the most important. Never ever forget your peace of mind. It's critical for the world peace, peace in the family, peace within community. That's the most important things. If you lose that object, I'm not telling you don't watch. What I'm suggesting, if the news bothers you, you can do something, no need to read. If you don't read 1 week news, nothing going to change. From better to worse or worse to that, nothing going to change. I have to watch. If I don't watch 1 week, the world is going to be a disaster. In that case, then of course we should watch. It's not going to change anything. What's going to change in your peace of mind? That's going to be changed dramatically. It's not like not taking responsibility. Don't ever feel like that. I'm not taking responsibility. Watching news or not watching news, that's not like taking responsibility or not responsibility. come to have this kind of like mentality that's like that. Peace of mind, that's the most important, peace of mind. What you can do, you can pray, you can still develop positive thoughts. You can still develop positive thoughts. There's something you can do. It's not like there's nothing you can do. That is your contributions. That's the best contributions. It has been benefiting you, it benefits others. How it benefits when you see someone else? You watch your mouth, you watch your speech. Whatever other person says, you roll over. Over your shoulder, that's going to happen. Otherwise, get into a big fight. What do you get? What other person get? Nothing. What do you get? Nothing. Isn't there something ridiculous things to do? Oh. Object. What Kardama Master said about object? Oh, for beginner, you are having a hard time to control your emotions. You are having a hard time controlling your emotions. Kardama Master suggested what you should do? Avoid object. Avoid. Get away from object. Get away from object. Don't stick there. If you can apply antidote, don't stick there. The situation is going to get worse. Avoid object. What you say here in the West, taking break, taking time. This is exactly what Kardama Master suggests. You need to take your time, you need to create space. That's exactly what it means. Avoiding object. For the beginner, you are going to be more successful avoiding object than rather than sticking with the object and trying to apply antidote. That's going to be not easy. If you are training your mind all the time, you could do it. Otherwise, it's not easy. Not easy. You need to be more. Avoiding objects is a much, much better idea than trying to apply antidote. Why? Our mind is not trained, well trained. That's why. So then 37 practice of Bodhisattva composed by Princess Asanga. That's not Arya Asanga, that's Divya Asanga. What it says, there's the same thing. Kardama Master said, avoiding object, you will be successful than applying antidote. That's what Kardama Master said. Arya, Princess Asanga said in 37 prayers of Bodhisattva, that says, avoiding objects, the destructive emotion will die down slowly, slowly. So that means taking space. Understand? Oh, very important. All the advice and has been given. Now what's lacking? What is lacking is not implementing. Not implementing into our life, day to day, like right away. Without a second of delay. Right away. Don't wait. You can't afford to wait because it's about your peace of mind. Why you wait? Object, okay? First, primary cause, not free from disturbing thought. There's one primary cause. Second, object. Third, public gathering. Every single day, what we find, thousands of things has ability to destroy your peace of mind with a second. We find so many things every single day that has ability to disturb your peace of mind like piece of cake. your peace of mind, they refine thousands of things, has the ability to destroy your peace of mind like piece of cake. There's two peace. Your peace of mind like piece of cake. You could enjoy good meals all of a sudden. Objects also there. You have to be mindful. Every moment that you have to recognize that you are not free from disturbing thought. Now there's objects around. Somebody going to say something you don't like. Oh, what we do? Oh, we defend ourselves. In terms of the terms that we use defending ourselves. What are you defending? You are not defending your peace of mind. You are destroying your peace of mind. You are not, don't call it defending. You are destroying your peace of mind. That's what you're doing. You are not defending yourself. So that's why mindfulness is the key. Mindfulness is the key. The mindfulness produces introspections, analysis. Oh, you analyze the situation. You scan them very carefully. Oh. How careful we are now, the virus is like same like virus. No virus. All of a sudden decide to go to Starbucks to have enjoy coffee. All of a sudden, your friend says something, somebody says something. You just waste $5. You can test your coffee. Because you're upset. Not because somebody destroyed your enlightenment. Just pause. We need to be very, very mindful, very mindful. Okay? Oh, object. Then primary cause. This is important to understand. Primary cause. Sorry, it's like atom bomb, there's many of them about to explode any second. Any second. That's why you need to be very careful. That's it. First, tendency. Second, object. Third, gathering. Gathering. So then the fourth, talking about, now this is interesting, talking about stories, just like war stories, talking about politics, talking about party, this and talking about religion, talking about different philosophy. Yeah, of course, with the calm mind, with the wisdom mind, there's like talking about. So that's now here, in this case, talking about of course, very, very unfortunately, this virus, creates so much problem, everywhere in the world, so much problem. Plus, and then it's like so many things. People's mind are very much disturbed by fear, anxiety, anger, and like dissatisfactions and like all of that. But you can protect your mind. You can protect your mind. Your mind, if you're not careful, your mind can destroy you. Nobody else. Your mind can destroy you. Your mind can free you, same time your mind can destroy you. Not just this life, many more life in the future, if you are not careful. You're not careful. Nobody can destroy your future life. Nobody can destroy it. Your mind will, if you are not careful. You are not mindful. So now here, the cause number four is like talking about stories related to the war, talking about, now there are many, what do you call it, what do you call, like, there's like TV that's like goes on and on and on, like one chapter after another chapter. What's it called?
A TV series?
Yeah, there's many, like, there's many of them about all kinds of things, goes on and on, on and on, on and on. See?
Binge watching.
Huh?
Binge watching,
or whatever that means, binge watching. So anyway, like that, we are not talking about here, we are talking about practical things. We are not talking about, you should become Buddhist, you should believe in Buddhism. We are not talking about it. We are talking about our mind, our peace of mind. That's what we are talking about, our peace of mind. You know, we all have mind, regardless of what we believe. So talking about Nazi, talking about like that, anyway, some people mind that observe everything that observe. Some people does not observe, it just here. Some people goes here and goes there and like sponge, absorb everything. Particularly this kind of people should not, you should not, sake of your own happiness, you should not participate. So now, in the current situations, I don't think anybody's talking about the stories, but everybody's talking about a lot of other things. So that's what is the fourth course, talking about politics, talking about all this time. You could do something that eases your mind, that makes your mind more calm. You could do that. 100% you have ability to do. So now the question is, why I don't do? Why I invest so much energy arguing with somebody else that destroying every single moment of my peace of mind? Why I do that? Doesn't make sense. No, I do that because the change of the name, because it has the name of change. Excuse me, change. Are you talking about changing physical body, or you are changing of their mind? Which change you are talking about? We are talking about changing their physical body. So probably we have to have a lot of money to change everybody's body. Are you talking about changing their mind? Just sit back, breathe, take deep breath. Think about your own mind, how much it changed. Is it very easy to change? Or is it not easy? You are thinking about something nightmare. Changing other people's mind, not easy. So then the cause number five, for the sake of knowledge, familiarities. Every day talking about politics, every single day talking about politics, you become so familiar, harder to give up, harder to stop. Every get jealousy. Meanwhile, it's going to get harder and harder to stop jealousy. Every day, getting angry. Eventually, it's going to get more harder to stop. Cause number five, you become so familiar. Then, eventually, you become numb. Meanwhile, you have zero peace of mind, zero. Then unfortunately you see just negative, that's all. And that's very unfortunate, precious human life. You have the ability to see just pure, but you didn't invest any energy there. Now what you see is just negative. Then you get stressed out yourself, so then you get anxiety, then fear, so then all kinds of things. Kumbha. talking. Goal number four is talking about something that has ability to generate negative mindset. It's not just talking about anything. Talking about Dharma is a good thing. Talking about Bodhicitta is good things. Talking about benefit of the money matters good things. You know, but talking about something negative. Oh, so that's cause number four. Cause number six, then you become so familiar. Right from the beginning, you are not aware that you are not free from disturbing mind. And then you encounter objects. Oh, so then you react every object. Oh, so then, you know, like, it's hard. That's how we become unhappy human being. Think about that. That's unbelievable. Unhappy human being. We have potential to become so happy, but we become unhappy. Oh. So then with that, then you go to public place. You go to public place. You hear somebody saying something. Then hear something. Then don't know, like, then it's the one lead to another. Oh. Okay, the cause number five, familiarity. Familiarity, cause number five, familiarity. Oh. So then you come back home. What have you been thinking about? Oh, you have been thinking about something, object of anger, object of jealousy. Then you are doing a lot of meditations. Lot of meditations. Ooh. You remember whatever, what he said, what she said, what he said, what I said, what they say. You remember, then they come back home, so then now you are thinking about, you are thinking. Thinking what? You're not thinking about Lamrim. You're not thinking about the benefit of money, mantra, reciting money. You are thinking about what happened. Oh, so many things happened because first I'm not being mindful. So many things happened throughout the day. So that's what you think. Then that's how, that kind of mindset you go to bed. How you can sleep well? You cannot sleep well. Oh. This is all practical things. It's not, you know, it's all practical things. Then you are thinking only. If you spend some time every day, sometime, at that moment you are thinking something good. Oh, that you are creating a course for your peace of mind, you are creating a course for your peace of mind. You are meditating, you are watching your mind. Mm. So these are the six causes, all my friends, for the sake of knowledge, we need to understand why the disturbing thought rise because of these six causes. First one, tendency. And don't blame yourself. If you don't like that you have the tendency, you have to have love and compassion to yourself. And what you should do? Free yourself. Help yourself. Don't destroy it. Help yourself. Free yourself. No, free yourself. Or at least be mindful. Mindful, that's like many, many time bomb. Any moment it could explode. When it's explode, nobody get benefit. Why was that? That is, unfortunately, that's the nature of destructive thought. Disturbing thoughts destroy you. That's the nature of disturbing thoughts. That's called disturbing. Doesn't change your physical body, but it disturbs your peace of mind. The most important thing is the most important one. So are we all clear about the six causes? First one is tendency. Second one is object. Third one is gathering. Fourth one, talking about all kinds of things, talking. Oh, Fifth, you become so familiar. Now you become, not because lack of mind, but you become so familiar that you keep doing this. It's harder to break, harder to stop. Number six, keep thinking. That's how you go to bed. Next morning, of course, you are making your tendency much stronger. All they have tendency now to become stronger and stronger. The tendency becomes stronger and stronger. Then it's going to be harder to, you know, stop. Okay? You, me, we all have same ability to think. We all have choice. You could choose to think something positive. Motivate yourself every day. Mind can change. That's 100% evidence. Mind can change. Applying antidote right away, that is possible. It's been proven. It's very possible. It's proved. It's possible. Needs to calculate precisely every single day. Needs to calculate precisely to protect peace of mind. It's not an easy thing, but you could do. You could do. Let's say you wish that your house has been clean. You don't like to see any dust or any garbage or any small things here and there. When you see, your friend may not think the same thing. Well, does not mean that he's against your idea. That could be wrong. I'm not saying it's 100% wrong. Could be wrong. That's your judgment. Could be wrong. Maybe him or her version of clean is different than your version of cleaning. Clean. How is it clean? Maybe your idea of clean is something different than his or her version of cleaning. You can't say that person is against my idea. No, that could be wrong. I'm not saying it's always wrong, but out of 100, probably 90% is wrong, probably most times wrong. Now you have choice. Now your ego may tell you all kinds of things, but you have to decide which one to listen. There are so many voices will rise, but you have to decide based on your peace of mind. You have to decide based on what? Based on your peace of mind. Why is it so important? It produces your mental well-being, physical well-being. That's why it's important. So now you have choice. When you see something you don't like or something you think, it could be this way, you know, it could be this. Why that person not doing this? It's so easy to do this way, that way. There are many things you could say. We say. First we stay here. We don't say from here. First we stay here. Then you probably decide, maybe I'm going to lecture that person. Yeah, you could do. It's your choice. Or you could just think. That's why I'm saying precisely calculations. Or you could say, how hard is this just do by myself? Without saying anything, how hard is this? It's not that hard, because you are making it more harder. You are making it much harder than it is. You are making it more harder. Or you could call the person, show him, lecture him. We don't lecture, we come out of compassions. We lecture out of dissatisfaction, that you are not happy about what is, then when you say, your tone of voice is high. Nobody. Nobody likes to hear that nobody. Result, the other person is unhappy, you are unhappy. About what this piece of thing that's on the floor, that's all. Is it worth it? Now it's worth it. Is it just sit back and breathe and think, is it worth it? What you did is worth it. It's not worth it. Because I'm saying that every single day, there's thousands of things has ability to destroy your peace of mind like piece of cake. Amazing. Really amazing. It's the mindfulness definitely needs. Mindfulness definitely needs. True consciousness have no clue. What kind of karma their consciousness function on, you have no clue. It's kind of miracle, they still get along. It's kind of miracle. Here and there, not all the time, here and there, that's a miracle. That means you are doing something good. That means you are doing something wonderful. If we need to go someplace, we have zero clue. What we have a lot of stress, anxiety, fear, all the same thing. There's something to be mindful every single day. Six causes of disturbing thought. You need to be mindful. Oh, six causes of disturbing thought. Six causes. Without cause, there will be no result. Disturbing thought will not arise if there are no six of them. Just think about it. Just think about it. Sit back. Think about it. Whenever you have disturbing thought, relate to any of those? Yes. Ooh. If you can manage that, Dungani means these two complications, physical complications, mental complications, very much influence our day-to-day life, something that you can do. Something you can do, something you can prevent. Oh. Then whether whatever you serve yourself called Buddhist or non-Buddhist, believer or non-believer, doesn't matter. You are doing wonderful things. You are protecting your peace of mind. Not that, you are protecting peace of mind of others too. One hand, don't make noise. See? If I use, doesn't make noise, you use same thing. It's not like, oh, Krishna make one hand make a lot of noise. When I do one hand, doesn't make noise. It's not like everybody. What do you say, that like the dance, what do you call, what kind of dance? Tango? Take two to tango? Take two to tango? How do you say it? Say it, please. Two to tango?
Takes two to tango.
Huh?
It takes two to tango.
Oh, it takes two to tango. You need to remember. Don't ever think that it takes one to tango. No. Takes two to tango. I have no idea about that. I just learned. So tango and tango. So maybe some of you know tango. Every day you need to help yourself to guide into the realm of positive thoughts. You need to guide. You need to guide yourself into Lamrim. You need to guide into any practice that you can do. You need to guide. Oh, that means you love yourself. You have compassion to yourself. You care about yourself. Oh, so then that's the best way. Okay, all my friend. Oh. Six cause is something to be mindful every single day. Based on that, precise calculations needed. Why? Thousand different things has the ability to destroy your peace of mind like piece of cake. Oh, that's why. What happens? We become familiar. Become easier. Easier. If you become familiar with something negative, it becomes harder to break. If you become familiar with something positive, it becomes piece of cake. It's easier. Oh. Okay. Think about driving. First, when you learn, when you're going to take your like learning permit, how confident you are driving. Now, just look now, same person. So nervous, so the scare. Now, piece of cake. Familiarity. You do every day. Familiarity. Oh. So what time is it now? Because maybe upstairs passed so much.
Yeah, it's about time to break, Geshe-la.
Oh, yeah. So today, you know, like what you learn is the sixth course. Sixth course, how to protect your peace of mind. Oh, so that's important. Sixth course. Oh.
Geshe-la, I have a question.
Yes, sure.
Is that in this book?
What book?
In the liberation in the palm of your hand?
Yeah, it's already listed there. It's already listed there.
Yes? I can see where. Okay.
Yeah, it's already listed there. In the liberation palm of your hand, it's already listed there.
Okay.
Any other questions?
And it's called, and it's listed like six causes of disturbing thoughts?
Actually, this isn't called disturbing thoughts, it's called afflicted mind, klesha.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, very welcome. Can anybody else?
Yes, well, I have a quick question.
Yeah, sure.
So when you speak about objects, the object can be a person or it can be a thing. Like if your neighbor comes,
can be beings or can be things. Yeah.
Okay. Anything that causes you to feel disturbed or disturbed
so like, could be shape and color, could be sound, could be smell, could be taste, could be touching something.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Very good question.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Dine, what else? Well, if no questions, so then that is good news. Then maybe everybody understood.
Yes, sir?
Yeah.
This is Don. I have a question.
Oh, Dr. Brown, when do you come back to Samsara?
Hey, I've never left.
Okay. That's hard to believe. Okay, what question?
So, it sounds, you know, when I'm listening, it's like, it sounds like this. A lot of different ways to deal with disturbing thoughts.
Yeah, right.
Disturbing attitudes. I mean, for some people, disturbing attitude comes up and you can just, you're mindful and you can just let it go. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some of them that just hang on so strong. They're so strong that we cannot just, I mean, eventually maybe we can let it go, but it's not, you know, from what I'm hearing you say and what I think we've all experienced is we have to really challenge those negative thoughts with Dharma reasoning, you know, not just, you know, struggle with them, but become aware of them and then use different kinds of Dharma reasoning to weaken the force of these, the clinging to these negative thoughts. So then maybe eventually we can let them go. But it's like we have to be like, debate ourselves. When these negative thoughts come up, we have to challenge them, not just listen and buy into them. We have to challenge them with the Dharma. Whatever our awareness of Dharma is, we have to bring it to that moment and bring that awareness of impermanence and the faults of anger and the value of patience and compassion, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but, bring it to the court and prosecute.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's very good. So now the question is why we are hanging on something negative? Why we are not hanging on something positive?
Bad karma, Geshe-la.
Huh?
Bad karma.
Don't blame karma. So why people are like, Are they enjoying hanging on something negative? I don't think they enjoy.
No.
Then why? What can be done? How to help not to hang on there?
I think, as you said, the force of familiarity. It's like we all of a sudden the new normal is just hanging on to negativity. And it,
so we need to bring to the Lamrim court. Lamrim is the court. Need to prosecute. Negative thought need to bring to the Lamrim court. Need to prosecute them.
Yeah.
So then you become lawyer, knowledgeable lawyer. So yeah, so it's not easy, no, it's not easy. That doesn't mean like we should not get discouraged, it's not easy. But you know, like yeah, it can be destroyed, it can be eliminated, it can be destroyed. Just think about that. Angulimala. Angul means thumb. Mala is like the necklace. Thumb of necklace. That's called Angulimala, that person in the Buddha's lifetime. Kill 999 human beings has a chance to liberate himself in this very life. How in the world that we are thinking that we have no chance? It's not, no. So like, that's like, no good, no good. We have to think that every day we have chance. We have chance because our true nature. So need to contemplate. I'm not saying that it's piece of cake, but you know, we have to, how many times we hear like you have Buddha nature, how many times we hear now, many times, do you really feel something? Do you believe that? No. So it's important. So to walk for that, okay, it's important to walk for that. To meditative experience, heart-moving experience, life-changing experience, eye-opening experience, whatever you say, without contemplations, nothing will happen. So change, please believe me, not blindly, you can change. You can definitely change. Mind can change. Attitude can change. Your mind can improve. You have choice every single day. That's proving you can change. You can definitely change. So just, think of it. You can change. Don't ever think that I cannot change. You can change slowly, okay? So then I light this, so I show you. So I light this. Maybe I'm not the wrong camera. I light this all lights here, all the lights, there are many of lights. Praying for you all to succeed. You all to succeed in your Dharma practice and praying every single day. Praying, you know, so whenever there's some time, you know, then there's like gas comes, or then, you know, otherwise, when there's nobody comes, yeah, good amount of time, you know, like dedicating for all my friends, not just here, all over the world, so wishing them to able to actualize the Lamrim path in their mind stream without second or delay. So pray for every day. So for your, then of course for your like every day, like praying for your health and your long life, you know, so that you do the same thing. You are probably doing the same thing for me. I'm doing the same thing for you. So that's how we help each other. Okay. So with that now, thank you for all the questions. Thank you, Dr. Brown. So coming back to the samsara to check in on us. Yeah, have a nice weekend. No? Alhamdulillah, dedications.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. One who mastered his speech at a very young age. One with great patience who received the name Awatare. The one with great decision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way. You serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please live on. Now, seven Tara mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe-sampa, long, healthy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much and have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Geshe-la.
Thank you,
Geshe-la. Thank you,
Geshe-la.
Gracias.
Bye.
Thank you, Geshe-la.